sing unto the Lord, to God our voices raise. Let us sing our most joyful songs, the Lord our Savior praise. Before God's presence let us come, with praise and thankful voice. Let us sing songs to God with grace, with grateful hearts rejoice. Oh, come and bowing down to God, our worship let us bring. Come, let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker and our King. Above all gods enthroned, the depths of earth and mountains high, by God alone are owned.
To God the spacious city belongs,
God made its waves and tides, and by God's hand the rising land was formed and still abides. Oh, come and bowing down to God, our worship let us bring. Come, let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker and our King. Our Maker and our
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And at 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, is the principle of through Christ alone biblical? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor will continue teaching the series from the book of Isaiah, and he'll be teaching from Isaiah 44 today. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the book of Psalms. We'll be reading Psalms 142 through 145 this Wednesday. I'd like to draw your attention to an insert in the bulletin, and it concerns Christmas in August for missionaries. Many of you are familiar with that method that we use to collect extra change in Christmas boxes. So the boxes are, which of course is all forwarded to the missionaries that we support before Christmas. And the boxes are due back by November 4th. Excuse me. Please see Mary Tomlinson if you have any questions about that. The tomorrow, September 10th, the Women's Bible Study will meet here at the church at 7 p.m. Also, the following day, on Tuesday, will be the Men's Bible Study and meeting here in the conference room at 7 p.m. And the normal insert in your bulletin will show you the activities scheduled this week and next Sunday, and also the bulletin for this afternoon's activity. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Our brother Olivas will be leading the singing of the hymns this morning, the first and last stanzas. And so let us begin our worship with hymn number 34, Immortal, Invisible.
Thank you, brother, and good morning once again. Great to see you all. Once again, that hymn is number 34, Immortal, Invisible. Turn your hymnals now to, here it is, 252, Only Trust Him. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that stuff called Comtrex. I don't know if they still make it or not. But I remember back when I was a kid, they'd see these commercials called Comtrex. You know, you take it for headaches or whatever. It'd say, Comtrex, that is all, nothing else. So just think, you know, Jesus, that is all. Nothing else really matters. Amen. So with that, go ahead and please stand and turn your hymnals to 249, Just As I Am.
Standing for a word of prayer together as a body of Christ. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. Lord, we come to hear your good news, to hear of faith, hope, and love ringing out from your holy word. So we pray that you shape us into faithful, hopeful people. Fill us with your love that passes all understanding. as your word flows from your book and pours out on us, Lord, I sense you are sharpening our awareness of your deep love for all people and reminding us to filter everything we do through your precious word. Oh God, you are greater than the most powerful forces in this world. So enable us to be still and know that you are God. Oh Lord, who answer out of the whirlwind of everyday life by the power of the Holy Spirit and strengthen, comfort, and guide us in the midst of the storm. And so we pray for John Bell recovery, Romulo Noriel recovery, Anne Pareto's strength, Nobuko Diespan recovery, Jesse Dickinson, Mike Hoff in El Cajon for all his need, Talba Menick, Helen Menick, so that she can be good and see it again. And Lord, we pray for the grandson of the McDowell family. A child is coming up and has difficulties. And I remember that a year ago we prayed for another child, and we saw the child 2 weeks ago. And so, Father, you are a God of miracles, a God in which we trust. And so we pray for these young people who have the child, that they may know that there is a God in heaven that controls life. Lord, cause our broadcast ministries to be a blessing today. We have a live radio broadcast in KKMC, the internet, live internet directly to the homes of thousands of people, and the CD ministry that reaches other homes afterward. Cause our home ministries to be helpful and resultful in blessings to the people we serve. And so we pray for the ladies' ministries that they will restart the program tomorrow. The teaching season is new, and so, Father, we pray that the ladies will come and gather together and enjoy the study of God's word. We pray for the prayer ministry on every Wednesday night, the children's ministry every Sunday afternoon, the music ministry to the choir and special music, the search of the scriptures ministries. Lord, we try to bring the word of God and the praises to God in everything we do. God, we live in a world that teaches do your own thing and have your own way. Father, teach us instead the wisdom of have thy own way. And this offering that we are ready to take, may we be making the subtle shift from our way to your way, from the slavery of selfishness to the freedom of faithfulness. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, no grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves the cheerful giver. Thus, Lord, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed by His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, I'm redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, I'm redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no labors my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, I'm redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, I'm redeemed, His child and forever I am.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Isaiah. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 761. We will be reading Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupters. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of the lambs, or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me, the new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the scriptures, which, among other things, relate the history of Israel and Judah when they rebelled against you and turned to idolatrous behavior. Indeed, there is nothing new under the sun. We are told in the New Testament that the Old Testament is for our learning. We see the danger of practicing religion without a commitment of the heart to be conformed to your will. Except for your grace, we too would be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Keep us from the idols of those worldly attractions that would separate us from you. Thank you for calling us by your grace alone, sending the Lord Jesus Christ to redeem us. Help us to follow him who always pleased you. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to deliver the incomparable truths of your word. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with attentiveness so that we may understand your will for us to do it. Please be seated.